Let's not waste any time with this. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I don't want to waste any time with it because we found our guy. He is making his jungle debut. He is a PGA Tour golfer, a four-time major winner, back-to-back winner of the U.S. Open, back-to-back winner of the PGA Championship, finished in the top four of all four majors this year, PGA of America's Player of the Year. He is a world number one. He joins us now, Brooks Koepka. Brooks, good to have you on. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Everything good with you?
Good, man. Good. Great to have you on the show. Thank you very much for doing it. Let me start here. You made your season debut at the Shriners Hospitals for Children's Open in Vegas last week. How did you go about approaching that tournament, and how good did it feel to be back out there?
Yeah, it felt great to be back. Obviously, we had a very small off season. It was like 5 weeks for me, but put in some work and just didn't show. I felt close. Not the result I wanted. Nobody wants to miss a cut, but at the same time, it'll pay off in the long run, so I'm not too worried.
Brooks Koepka, my guest. And Brooks, your brother Chase made his fourth PGA Tour appearance last week. He opened things up with a 66 over the 4 days. He had three rounds in the 60s. How fired up were you to see him play the way he did?
Dude, it's cool. It's cool to watch him play. This year's been a struggle for him. He's been pretty down. Right now, he's actually playing Q School out in Utah right now, and he's in second place on that first stage. So he's getting through that. It's cool to see. It's cool to see him succeed. You know, I'm obviously his biggest fan, and it's fun to watch. You know, he had it going there for a while, too, and then unfortunately made some mistakes. But at the same time, it's all a learning experience, and, you know, hopefully he can build on that.
He is the world number one. Brooks Koepka is my guest. You know, I read part of your resume at the very top, only part of it because I don't have time to read the whole thing. But as you look back on the season you had, which is one of the best in the history of golf, and you did it when you weren't able to practice a ton, what kind of thoughts do you have? I mean, is there a part of you that thinks, man, that's pretty damn good, or was that essentially what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, it is what I expected. I still think no matter if I'm practicing or not, I should be at the top, especially when it comes to those big tournaments. You see it in every other sport, you know, big time athletes, you know, they take care of it when they need to in big games, big tournaments. It doesn't matter. They get it done, find a way. It doesn't matter if you're sick or whatever. You've seen it throughout the test of time, and you just got to figure out a way to battle through it and get done. I mean, no one ever is 100% healthy. So you're just trying to get through it and see where you're at. And, you know, sometimes it's nice. I'd rather be mentally fresh and not practicing than be playing and mentally tired. You know, it's one of those things. I think golf's just so mental.
Brooks Koepka joining us. I see you working. I know exactly what you're talking about when you say that. Now, when you mention like other greats in other sports, despite the year you had, you didn't sweep every Player of the Year award. And I thought you had a great quote recently when asked about that. You said, quote, yeah, it would have been great. But I think everybody in the room knows, I mean, LeBron has only won four MVPs. I'm pretty sure he was the best player for more than those 4 years. It's a great line. It's an accurate statement. Again, that said, though, is there a part of you that thinks, you know, it is a little weird that you or LeBron don't have more awards?
Yeah, it is. It is kind of, amazing. You know, I was kind of shocked at it that I didn't win Player of the Year because, let's be honest, the trophy is named after Jack Nicklaus. So, I mean, obviously, majors do matter, you know, when it comes down to it. So I find that kind of ironic. But, you know, it's one of those things where at the end of the day, man, all you're remembered by is how many majors you win. You know, I'm pretty sure everyone knows how many majors Jack Nicklaus won, how many majors Tiger's won, how many majors everybody else, Tom Watson, Gary Player, all these greats, Arnold Palmer. You know, if you ask them to be like, hey, how many PGA Tour events did you win? I don't even know, you know. It's one of those things. So that's what you're based on. It's basketball. It's about how many rings you've won. Football, how many Super Bowls. That's what you're judged by. And in golf, you know, it's majors for us. So it's one of those things where, yeah, I'm surprised. You know, I felt like I had a good enough year to win Player of the Year. But at the same time, you know, obviously I need to play better and make it, you know, a unanimous decision.
We're talking to Brooks Koepka. You know, hearing you lay it out like that, Brooks, it seems to me a lot of guys get to a certain point in their career where they've accomplished a lot. Maybe they get satisfied. Maybe they start to slip. But what I'm hearing from you, I mean, it sounds like you haven't lost anything at all. And you've got that edge. You've got that motivation still yet. How do you go about maintaining that? I mean, what's motivating and driving you at this point? Is it the majors or is it something else?
Yeah, I mean, majors, obviously. I think everybody can tell. It's the event that I get up for. You know, every time there's a major, I mean, you look at it, guys, now, you hear other guys say, you know, we're prepping for Augusta already right now. So obviously it's on everybody's mind. You know, Phil said it for years. You know, he's going to take the off season, and right when January 1 comes around, everybody's prepping for Augusta. So it's one of those things, majors, yeah, I get up for them. I love them. And it's something that, you know, it's what you're judged by. So that's what motivates me. But at the same time, I just want to be the best. I want to be one of the best ever. And, you know, it's nice to finally be healthy again. And, you know, I'm going to try these next 5-6 years to really dedicate myself and see where, and actually try, you know, see what I can do. Because, you know, in golf in your prime, from 30 to about 35 is when you really can make some hay.
Bro, can you imagine how good you could be if you actually tried? Brooks Koepka.
It's going to be fun, I hope so.
Brooks Koepka, my guest. You know, the thing is, this is all part of the plan, though. I mean, the legend has it, back in 2014, you sat down with people close to you, and you talked about being number one, world number one. Rory McIlroy at that time was number one. And according to your father, you looked at what he was doing and then what you had to do to get there. You also just said to me, Brooks, I want to be one of the best ever. Do you want to be one of the best ever, or is the goal to be the best ever?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is it's hard to, you know, I look at it like basketball, right? I'm a big basketball guy. You take it, you've got like the LeBron era, you've got the Kobe era, and then you've got the Michael Jordan era. So it's hard to kind of compare those three. But, yeah, you know, in this era right now, you know, I don't want to say post-Tiger Woods, but we all know it's going in that direction where who's going to take a stranglehold of the game once Tiger's gone. Because I'm still going to be playing when he's done. So when he's done, I want to be that best player. I mean, you look at it right now, yeah, obviously Rory's arguably the, you know, Rory and Dustin are probably the two that are going to be in the competition, or, you know, in the running for that. And it's just interesting. It's always fun. I mean, obviously Dustin's got his major. You know, it's one of those things where everybody's jockeying for a position right now.
We're talking to Brooks Koepka. You know, you made that basketball analogy, and the fact is, you've also made the point, Brooks, that I'm not your typical golfer. This is a quote now. I'm not your typical golfer. I'm not a golf nerd. I've got an athlete's mentality, a true athlete. It rubs people the wrong way. If it does, tough, end quote. Like, where does that athlete's mentality come from? Were you wired with that? Was it always like that? Or did you develop that, cultivate that, work on that?
A little bit of both. I think, yeah, you've got to be born with it. I think every great athlete is born with a little bit of extra something. You see it in all the greats. But once you get a taste of winning, it's man, okay, you know, I don't want to let that go. So it's a combination of both. And then once you get the taste of winning those majors, I mean, no disrespect to any other win that I've ever had, but it's not the same feeling after you win a major and then another tournament. It's a completely different feel. Even around everybody around you, you know, the way I feel, it's completely different. And, you know, it's one of those things where once you do it, you just want to keep doing it. And then after that, it's like, man, I need to keep feeding this feeling.
Got a couple of more minutes with Brooks Koepka. He's the world number one. You know, Brooks, I so appreciate you doing this. So help me with this. For the last few years, it seems like there's this big effort on the part of the media in golf to either take a run at you or to try to figure you out. What do you make of all that?
I just laugh. I mean, it's quite funny to me. You know, the media is just doing their job, obviously. I get it. Sometimes I don't know why everybody, you know, I guess they kind of – I fit the mold of this, like, bad boy image of golf. It's kind of interesting. Everyone thinks I'm big, and I'm like, dude, I'm not big. You know, this big, bad, tough guy, but I'm not big. You know, we play golf. It's not a contact sport. But – you know, obviously, that being said, I'm bigger than a lot of other guys that are on the tour, so I guess I fit that mold for them, and that's the way that they're trying to drive it. And I don't let too many people in on what's going on in my mind. So it sounds stupid, but it's so simple, and they want an answer for it, and I'm giving them the answer, and it's like, well, that can't be just it. I'm like, it is. It's that simple. You know, you dummy it down to just get the ball in the hole quicker than everybody else. It's just that simple. Don't think about it. This is what I was. This is what I do for a living. I shouldn't have to. I'm not nervous. This is what I love. I want to feel that. Those nerves coming down 18. I want to feel that pressure because that means I'm doing something right.
You know what they always say, like the great athletes, there's so much, the expectation is so great that you finally get to a point where there's no exhilaration or joy in winning, just relief and misery in defeat. Is that the way it feels to you? Or, man, is there real exhilaration in winning a big tournament? Or relief?
No, it definitely is. I mean, there's obviously, you know, I remember after Erin Hills, the first major I won, it was like, man, that's why that's why we run all those miles like that. You know, I hate running. That was my thing. It was like, man, that is exactly why, like, I can appreciate that. Appreciate all the hard work, all my coaches, everybody's done, you know, along the way. You see how much effort everybody put in. It's fun, man. I enjoy that. That's why you train. That's why you put in all those hours on the range. That's why, you know, my parents sacrificed so much when I was a kid. And it's just a cool feeling, especially when you have everyone around you, your team, and everyone's around. That's when it's hard to explain.
Hey, Brooks, a couple of quick things before you go. You mentioned your coaches. You mentioned the work you put in. This is a great story. Chris Malloy was an assistant at FSU, and he was telling the story about how he was trying to organize sessions where you guys would run the steps at Doak Campbell, and it was supposed to be a punishment, but he said, quote, basically it was a problem because Brooks started to like it. After a while, he turned it into a workout session, good cardio, which to me is really funny that he's trying to crack down on you guys, and you're like, hey, man, this is great. What do you remember about those sessions?
Oh, I remember being terrible. But yeah, I did love it. I secretly loved it. And I think they figured that out. So they stopped that pretty quickly. It was, it's one of those things where, hey, I just figured it was making me better than everybody else that we were playing in college. You know, the results might not come right away, but they'll eventually they'll come. It was fun. I mean, it pushed me. I don't know if anybody has ever ran the steps at Doak Campbell that's listening, but man, they suck. They really do suck. But at the same time, you know, it was making me a better person. I was figuring everything out, getting stronger. And, hey, the more hours you put in, man, you're going to see those results.
I'm sure it did suck, but just like that, I know you figured out early on to embrace the suck. And a last thought, Brooks, I think people listening right now would never believe this, but you and I actually do have something in common. The same guy cuts our suits, David August. So I've got to ask you, what is your approach to style? Do you like suiting up, or is it just a hassle that you have to deal with on occasion?
No, David August, he's the best, man. He's so much fun. You know, obviously I've got to know him over the past maybe a year or so. I love dressing up, man. It's so much fun. You can see your style. I mean, you figure most of the time we're either in golf clothes, workout clothes, or just sweat. So it's different. You know, I like dressing up. It shows your style. It shows more fun. Really kind of shows us who we are. And I think, especially, I mean, if you look good in a suit, man, you're going to look good. And I like looking good.
Look good, feel good, feel good, play good. He is a PGA Tour pro, a four-time major winner, back-to-back winner at the U.S. Open, back-to-back winner at the PGA Championship. He is the world number one, and that was all part of the plan. Brooks, man, I appreciate you so much. I'm so glad you did that. That was a blast. Really good to have you on the show. Brooks, thanks so much.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks, Jim.
That was great. That was a lot of fun, Brooks. Well done. And I'll tell you why that was so great. And it goes back to one part of the conversation where I said, what is it about the media either coming for you or trying to figure you out? And I was said, as he continues to roll it up and win, he's letting everybody in a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And as I've always said, none of these guys are who we think they are, but especially Brooks Koepka. And I think right there, you see that conversation, man, that's who that guy is. You get that personality, you get that presence. He's awesome. A tremendous number one. I mean, that was so great. I am so pumped with that. That could not have gone any better. And because he let us in.